Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's been a crash on a freeway northbound prior to Roe Highway in Vibra Lake, and as a result, the left lane is blocked. Traffic is moving pretty slowly. A breakdown, Kwinana Freeway northbound at Berrigan Drive in Jandakot. The vehicle is in the left emergency lane, but traffic is pretty heavy back to Billy Drive in conjunction with the morning peak. And obviously, wet weather warning, drive to the conditions, switch your headlights on, and ensure a safe braking distance. Drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Yes.
Oh, time for Newsly. And I have to say this. Can I go first?
Yeah, sure.
There was talk about an MP in the UK.
Yeah.
A bit toffee-nosed, who suggested that with the increase of expenses of daily living costs, when they were saying that it's very expensive at the moment in England to survive, people should be able to just live on making meals worth about 30p.
Like, 30p?
Yeah, 30 pence.
Like 50 cents.
Exactly. That's what he was suggesting, saying, look, I think they should try making meals for just 30 pence. So Craig Harker, who is a pub landlord, decided to show struggling Brits that surviving, they're surviving, not living. He lives on a £1 food budget for 7 days just to prove to this guy, this MP, mate, you're not in reality.
£1 food budget.
Yes. So what he did, now this guy is like, he's a dad of three. He usually spends about £200 a week on food.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah. But claims he lost 8 pounds in weight from the overhaul to his daily intake. But he said the problem was it wasn't a healthy diet. He said, because I had to be really creative trying to come up with stuff that I could make for £1 a day. So he'd do stuff like a lot of carbs, because carbs would fill you up, but they're cheap.
It's very cheap to be unhealthy, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very easy and cheap.
He even went to the point of finding a free burger that he got from a fast food place because he had a voucher.
Yeah.
Turned it into a spag bol with some carrots, some spaghetti and a bit of bolognese sauce and a bit of fast food ketchup mixed through. But he said, look, it just goes to show people need to stop being so condescending and
maybe
saying,
stop
oh,
being
you guys
so
should
out of
just
touch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But good on him for proving a point and putting himself through that.
That's
just
good,
to say,
because someone needed to do it.
Exactly.
Prove to Lord High and Mighty over here that it wasn't possible. Well, I don't have a segue for this one. Speaking of politicians.
Oh, here we go.
Hang on.
Wow, incredible segue.
Yeah. Voting on Saturday, obviously.
Yes.
People went to the polls. Did you vote in person or did you?
I voted in person, yes. My gym wear, actually.
Okay.
I went in my active wear. That's embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, not as embarrassing as some. A lot of people, particularly in Sydney, were spotted voting in their budgie smugglers.
that's not pleasant.
No, it is not. So bathers is probably the nicer way to put that. There was obviously a voting centre set up at the Bondi Surf Lifesaving Club.
Right.
So a lot of people would just, I'll go to the beach, probably a nice day, and then also I'll vote at the same time. But what was actually behind it was there was a bathers company, swimwear brand, that said, if you send us a photo of you voting in your swimwear, we'll send you a pair of...
their swimwear for free.
Swimming underwear.
Yeah, well, it's like, it is literally like that, bathers, undies.
Yes, exactly. It was very much blurring the line, especially because there's a guy here literally just wearing the budgie smugglers, not even wearing shoes.
Oh, wow.
I get that you probably just walked off the beach, but I feel like...
Look, they did their civil duty. They voted.
Yes,
it doesn't
voted.
Say you have to wear
attire
to vote.
No.
But I'm sure they're very happy because they got an extra pair of, swimwear for
and
next
well done
next season
to them.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.